Milwaukee resident Bell Phillips was elected Secretary of State in 1978 and served one term. After Louis Butler's defeat Tuesday night, Phillips said she'd been looking forward to losing her title as the only Wisconsin black elected to a statewide political post.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry. It's unbelievable, really, that Wisconsin is in this situation. This is the 21st century, for God's sake.
It isn't clear how much Butler, being an African-American, and victorious candidate Michael Gableman, being white, affected Tuesday's outcome. But UW-Madison political scientist David Cannon says some people think Gableman injected race into the contest by running an ad of Butler with an African-American client from Butler's days as a public defender.
That can sort of tap into, you know, a higher level of racially polarized voting than you otherwise might see.
Cannon says in general, when a contest like for Supreme Court justice is nonpartisan, other factors like race tend to enter people's minds. He also says there are racial splits in partisan primaries. But Cannon says when a candidate is battling someone from another party, people look less closely at race. He says that may help Barack Obama in a mostly white state like Wisconsin if Obama is the Democrats' presidential nominee this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.